Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so Brad Holmes did say something about trying to trade up in the second round.
Yeah, they were trying to be aggressive. They made some calls about getting into the 30s and the 40s.
Okay, so as we look at the players that they might have been targeting in the 30s, a few names jump out. Okay?
Yeah.
We could cross a couple out. They weren't trying to trade up for Cooper DeJean or Kool-Aid McKinstry, who went in the 30s and 40s.
No, not if
or Kamari Lassiter or Max Melton, because If we're to believe them, they got their top two corners on the board, so they weren't going to trade up for a guy that went in the 30s or 40s at a position where they've already said they got their number two player. Were they trying to trade up for a wide receiver? Do you think they were after Keon Coleman or Ladd McConkey or Jalen Polk?
Probably not.
Adonai Mitchell? He went in the 50s, but...
Oh, it was salty.
All right, let's just get right to it then. Were they trying to trade up for Jerjon Newton, the guy that Kang wanted to take in the first round? And I think he wrote down on a sticky note, Jerjon Newton, no matter what, at some point this weekend. Didn't happen for you, buddy. But do you think they were targeting him?
I thought that was a possibility. Jackson Powers Johnson thought that was a possibility.
The interior offensive lineman from Oregon.
Yeah. I mean, that was a guy who was in the 40s, and Newton went, 36?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it was possible? I think it's possible.
Kang, do you think they were after your guy?
I like to think it's fact. No, like, of course, you know, I said this from the beginning. If they weren't going to be able to move up in the first round and they were stuck at 29 and all the good corners were taken, like Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell, I wanted Johnny Newton. They made the aggressive move, which I liked, went up and got Terrion Arnold. But day two rolls around, and Johnny Newton is still on the board. And I told you guys I would trade the rest of my draft to go get Johnny Newton early in the second round because he's not going to be there at 61. The DTs started coming off the board. And then I hear, you know, and they don't get Johnny Newton. I think Commanders get Johnny Newton, which, by the way, their defensive line looks ridiculous right now, the Commanders with Johnny Newton. Brad Holmes says, you know, after the day two, quote was, "We were actually making calls to try to get up into the high 30s and 40s. I kind of woke up with an aggressive mindset, and there were some dudes still up there that we really liked, and we were just trying to get them." And so for me, for my maybe my own peace of mind, whatever, I thought, oh, my God, were they trying to go get Johnny Newton? I mean, that's my guy. You guys know this. Everyone knows this. So I don't know for sure. It could be a receiver, any of the guys that you mentioned, but if it was Johnny Newton, and maybe one day, you know, Brad Holmes, after it's all said and done, let somebody know that's not in the war room, by the way, that, hey, that's right, the guy we're targeting. I would love to, you know.
You'd like to know. Your curiosity. Course. Again, we go back to this. There's so many curious questions I'd love to answer. And that's a valid one. Like, who were you after? So we found out last year that they were really after Devin Witherspoon, the corner from Illinois. He went to Seattle and had a, you know, was a really good player. And I look at that as a check plus for the GM. If Johnny Newton turns out to be a great player and that's who they were actively trying to get, I don't know. I think of that as a great sign that our guy knows talent. It's another example of him aggressively trying to get the talent. And at this point, you know, Mekhi Wingo could be a real steal in the sixth round.
Yeah.
He could be. But there are still real question marks about the defensive tackle spot.
Well, there are. And at least for the next 2 years, you got DJ Reader there. Aleem McNeil. For this upcoming season, Aleem McNeil is very good. DJ Reader's even better. Mm-hmm. So you like the starters. And then you've got some depth behind it. But what happens after the season's done? Do you bring back Aleem McNeil? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, DJ Reader, we'll see how he plays the Lions. I have, you know, high hopes for him, but he is coming off another injury. And would it be best for the Lions after the season to you know, cut ties? Who knows what they do with his situation? You always want to keep looking at the next guy, and they do have guys. Now, some guys are going to develop faster than others. Broderick Martin last year was probably a disappointment by the fans' vote because you used a higher draft pick to acquire him, and he hardly saw the field. I don't know what the Lions feel about him. I'm sure they still think he's got a high upside, and they'll tell you, well, sometimes it takes a couple years for guys to develop. Look at Melon Fonwu. It took a while, and yep. Now we like what he can do. And,
I'm not giving up on Broderick Martin.
Yeah, I'm not going to give up. It would be stupid to after a season. Now he's got a full year under his belt and working with a team, an NFL team, and seeing how the things are run, see how he does. But the Wingo pick is really interesting.
Yep.
Because this is another one of those football guys that was, you know, bestowed the honor of wearing the number 18 at LSU is, you know,
which is a big deal.
Which is a big deal at LSU. And, you know, he chose to, he could have said, I don't need to play in the bowl game. He said, no, I'm playing in the bowl game against Wisconsin. And he showed up and had a couple of sacks in that game. And he can get pressure from the middle, which is kind of the new hotness in the NFL. Can he get pressure from the guys in the middle rather than just finding guys that stop the run?
So, I mean, Kang, knowing that they had two shots at a player that you really liked, maybe not two. They had one shot at him. They didn't, but you're not mad about Terrion Arnold.
No, not at all. I like the pick.
And they tried to trade up maybe to go after your guy. It's more than one pick. And just because they didn't take a player you love doesn't mean it was a bad draft. Your overall thoughts on the draft?
Well, I like the first two picks. I like the aggressiveness of going and getting Arnold. And by the way, not getting into the early second round shows you that people, it takes two to tango. You know, yep. Just because you want to make a trade doesn't mean you can make a trade. They didn't find the right trade partner, or, you know, they weren't willing to give up what it took. So they didn't make that deal. They went on to draft Rakeshaw, which I like as well. I don't mind the double tap, you know, especially when it's a big position of need. And they have a lot of guys in the secondary who don't have long-term contracts. So the first two picks I like. The next two picks, I'm going to wait and see, because Brad Holmes has done that. He's drafted so well that he's got so much goodwill that he's bought that from us. But let's be honest and call it a spade a spade. Anybody else that makes these trades for these two guys, we're questioning what are you doing? Because to trade up for a tackle who's physically looks like out of this world, athletically, physically, everything.
Yeah, you just drafted a mountain.
But he played basically, you know, 13th grade at, you know, university, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the competition he was playing. And then you drafted a running back who's not a running back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
So those usually you would question, but Brad Holmes has done so well here. You just sit back and you go, what? These guys are developmental guys, and that's what they do, right? They draft, they develop, they re-sign. And that's the plan, at least. Giovanni Manu, he's basically a draft and stash tackle. I don't expect to see him on the field at all next year during a meaningful game. I mean, he's got to learn how to play NFL football against real men here, not the University of BC.
If I said to you over under on games that he has activated, and I set it at 1.5.
I go under.
I mean, probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And it's okay because Brad Holmes has earned that kind of credibility with the fans that, all right, you see something in this guy. Obviously, a lot of people see something in this guy. You can't look at him and not see the sheer size. But there's athleticism that goes with it. Getting the opportunity to practice every day against the Lions' first-team defense, which he's going to get a lot of reps doing so, because the Lions' first-team offense doesn't go against the first-team defense a whole lot. It's the backups that do. And he's going to get it's going to be baptism by fire with this guy. We'll see how he responds. But with that kind of size and athleticism, there's a very, very high ceiling with him. But you just don't know until you see it.
Project Martin played in 3 games last year. And we didn't do the over-under thing on him last year, I don't think. Would we have said over under 3.5, over under 2.5? I don't know. We probably would have said over.
Yeah.
So he's a draft and stash defensive tackle. This is a draft and stash offensive tackle.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.